episode 1110, No Rest for the Weary.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How is your Wednesday going so far? It is Wellness Wednesday, and we are going to get our fitness on. We're going to get our health on, our wellness on, because you know what? You matter. It's all about no rest for the weary. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, another story. Yes, you know I'm moving and there is no rest for the weary. I promise you it's all going to tie in, but I want to tell you where I'm at right now. We are sitting here down south in our brand new home. Yes, we have the keys. The movers are here. It is total chaos. We're using a shuttle truck. We've got boxes all over. And you know what? You probably hear an echo in my voice. I promise I haven't changed anything. It's just that, well, my studio isn't set up. So we're working on portability right now, flexibility, all of these things that we need to be adding into our lifestyle. But one thing we tend to forget is rest. And I'm not just talking about sleep. We all know sleep is important, but we also need to rest. We need to have downtime. We need to be able to stop what we're doing and make rest an action. Now that sounds kind of counterproductive, doesn't it? Because if we're taking action, usually that means that action involves movement or work. And when it comes to fitness, we're thinking, well, we've got to work out. Yes, workouts are vital to building our muscle. And when we are eating our strong proteins that help build that muscle, it all works together succinctly. However, when we don't give our bodies time to rest, we are actually putting it into stress. And it begins to freak out. You don't want those freak out moments. I've had too many in this move. And in fact, I'm sitting here in my bedroom looking out. And yes, eventually I will get pictures. But right now, I'm lucky to have my eyes open. It's just been that kind of a crazy move. We've got one major semi coming in that's going to have to use the shuttle truck to take our stuff from there over here to our house because there's no place really to pull up within the way our actual driveway works. And we're right off of a busy street in a little historic district. Well, it's all pretty, but you see, it requires work. But at the same time that we have work, we need to incorporate the work called rest. When we don't rest, we put our body into stress. And when that happens, cortisol rises. And that means, yes, your tummy, you're going to feel inflammation all over your body. My hands right now are so swollen, partly, yes, because we've had to eat out. Huh, no more sodium for this body, but that's for another episode. But I'm very swollen. The inflammation in my legs and my feet, because I'm so tired. My body hasn't had enough time to recuperate from where it's at. It's like I'm dragging myself. When we are stuck in the busyness of life, we are dragging ourselves through the mud. We're dragging ourselves through the busyness. We're dragging ourselves from one mess to another mess. And our body says, whoa, I can't do this. And so what happens is you are truly living in survivor's mode all the time. And if you're sitting there going, I want to lose weight, but man, I can't get off these last 15 or 20 pounds. I've been doing this for 2 years. It won't go away. What are you doing when it comes to rest? And not rest as in sleeping. Yes, as you well know, that's very important. But I'm talking about rest, not doing anything. Making rest actually an action. And I know it sounds screwy, but I'm real and raw with you. And you need to sometimes take a book and sit down. Or if it's not a book and you want to look at your iPad and that's actually what relaxes you, then get your iPad out or your tablet. Go take a walk somewhere. You know, right now today, up north, it was very, very cold when we left there. We were in the negative wind chills and we were all freezing. Here, the high is 45 today. Still chilly for a lot of people, especially down south, but this is more the norm. I'm sitting here freezing going, where's my, you know, winter coat? But even if you have a sunny day and you can bundle up just a little bit, go out for a 10 or 15 minute walk. Don't make it a crazy fast walk, but a restful walk. Something that just allows your body to sink into it, where you could feel the motion of each leg moving, each arm moving side by side, allowing you to breathe in the fresh air. That actually brings rest to your body. It calms your stress. We don't understand, you know, on the outside, really what's going on the inside, because the inside, our body is a chemical reaction. It's lots of them, and it's so awesome. I can't imagine how amazing God truly is when I look at how the body is created and how one thing works for another, and then off of that and that particular reaction, it creates another reaction. And it is incredible to study that. But what we tend to forget is we just use our mind thinking, oh, well, okay, if I just sit down for maybe 10, 15 minutes, I'll be fine. I don't really need to take a day off. And I mean a day off from your fitness routine. If you are a heavy lifter and you're doing strength training, you've got to take time to let the muscles that you tore apart to repair themselves. Because that's what you do when you build muscle. You're breaking the muscle down in order for it to build itself back up. But when you don't give it that time to build back up, you stop it. And so if you're like, I'm not gaining any muscle, think about how you're working out. Are you killing yourself every day? Are you working the same muscles every single day? If you are doing that, then you are stressing them out. And so your body is saying, I've got to survive because that's all I can do. And you may be shifting a little bit in inches, but maybe you don't see the weight coming off, or maybe the clothes are fitting a little bit differently, but not to the extent of what you desire. No rest for the weary. You got to find rest. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Find rest to leave the stress behind. You got to find that rest. And that means to make it an action. Make it a goal to rest. A while back, and I can't remember because I don't have my notes in front of me, but we talked about having a Sabbath. Really taking a day off. We did it on Sweet Spirit Sunday. I'll try and look that up eventually and add it to these show notes. But I would encourage you to go back and listen to that episode, because it's not just about resting for the mind and for the spirit, but you have to include the body. Rest is an action. Now understand this. Rest can also mean that you're lazy. And if you're resting every day, this is not an excuse to say, oh, well, she told me I don't have to really do the work. Rest is an action. So maybe today I'll rest, and tomorrow I'll rest too, and the next day I'll rest too, and 2 weeks from now I'm still resting. No, that's, you're putting it off. You're becoming a little bit lazy and you're fearful of not doing what you're doing. So you're using the excuse of rest as an action to not take action. So there is a difference, and you have to find that for you. Define what rest is for you. For me, I'm a very active person. So rest for me could mean that I just really don't work out that day, but I may go for a 5 mile walk. And for me, that's actually rest. For others, it would be like, oh my gosh, that's a strenuous activity. And that's fine. You have to figure out what rest, that action for you and what it means. Maybe you're a runner. I love to run. And if you're a hardcore runner, your rest may mean a walk, or it actually may mean to go to the local swimming pool, indoor swimming pool, and swim a couple laps and then go and enjoy the sauna and rest. And just be in the moment, making that your action step that you take. There's no badge of honor that says, okay, busyness, it's all about me, and oh, I can't sleep, I'm only getting 4 hours of sleep. It sounds great, doesn't it? I can do all things all by myself, under my own strength. No, you can't. Because you see, 10 years from now, your body is going to be going, what the heck did you do to me 10 years prior? You didn't take care of me. You see, God wants us to take care of our body. That's the health and wellness level that we need to rise up to. When you're sitting there pushing yourself and you're saying, there's no rest for the weary. I just got to keep going. I can do this. Another 2 months, another 3 years. I got this. Well, you may got it, but you may be 6 feet under. You may be visiting the doctor and the doctor may be saying, you know what? You've pushed yourself so hard, you need a hip replacement. You need a new knee. You don't need to be the bionic woman. You need to be the beautiful you that God created because you matter. There is rest for the weary. Take action on that and make rest an action. It's not about doing nothing, but it's about doing something for your body. So how will that look for you? Where can you find rest today in your chaos, making it an action? Think about what you do with your workouts. How do you structure them? I know some of you enjoy those DVD workouts and those, you know, preset 90-day whatever workouts, et cetera. That's great, but make sure they're formulated to work for your body, because understand that all of these workout things are created for the average person, and you're not average. You're you. So if they say, oh, well, you need to work your upper body today, and then tomorrow you're going to work your lower body, and then the next day you're going to work your full body. Maybe for your body, it doesn't work that way, and you may need to add in a rest day somewhere there. And guess what? That's okay, because it's your body. It's up to you to take care of you. There is rest for the weary. Don't make it about no rest. Don't wear that badge of honor. And no, it's not about the excuse of, I'll just kind of be lazy. No, because you're not lazy. You want to get things done. You're a woman of impact. So today, start. Find the rest and make it an action. Take aim on rest so that as every day leads into the next and God gives you that blessed opportunity to go out and impact the world that you touch, you'll be even stronger than when you are today. I believe in you. So it's with one step at a time that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. Find the rest. Be present. Be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.